This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. About 50,000 people are expected in New York City for the Republican convention. Thousands more will come to protest it. We have two reports this morning on how New York City is preparing. First, NPR's Robert Smith reports on how convention planners are trying to make the city less intimidating for delegates.
Lesson number one for New Yorkers, how to greet a Republican.
Welcome to New York. My name is Nate Brooks. Your name?
Maybe you could tell from the perky tone that Brooks is not a native of the Big Apple. He's an inspirational speaker from Los Angeles, flown in to train an auditorium full of New York volunteers on how to be friendly.
We say, welcome to New York. All together, ready, and? One more time.
All right, now about 20,000 people have volunteered to give up a week of their hectic New York lives to meet Republicans at the airport and shepherd them around the city. Neil Jacoby is with the host committee.
Every event, going to the convention itself, our volunteers will be there in droves with their shirts on so people can find them and ask them questions.
And volunteers like Shayna Hofstetter are ready. The best pizza in New York?
I would say Ben's Pizza on West 3rd. That's my favorite.
The best way to get a seat on the subway?
Look around the car and decide which person looks like they're going to get off soon.
What about the secret to hailing a cab?
Wear a short skirt. It works every time.
Here's what she won't be telling the delegates. She's a lifelong Democrat who's just volunteering to help out the image of New York City. But underneath her convention t-shirt, she promises to wear a John Kerry button.
I would love the Republicans to come here, have a wonderful time, and then lose in a landslide.
Organizers are just hoping that the rest of this overwhelmingly Democratic city can keep their politics and their gripes to themselves for the 4 days of the convention. If successful, the Republican delegates will be living an almost idealized version of New York. They'll be surrounded by security and those smiling volunteers. They'll be whisked in buses from special shopping tours to lavish parties and sporting events. They'll get a free pass for the subway and free tickets to Broadway shows. And even those are carefully chosen. The list includes such family-friendly musicals as Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King.
I'm gonna be a mighty king, so when numbies beware.
I've never seen a king of beasts with quite so little hair.
Conspicuously absent on the Republican list is this year's Tony winner, Avenue Q, which features gay puppets and themes that just don't fit at a political convention.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
The bubble around the delegates isn't expected to last for long. Protesters descending on the city already have a list of the hotels where the delegates will be staying. And some friendly New Yorkers might just have another agenda. In Times Square, Mary C. Matthews will be wearing the uniform of a convention volunteer and offering directions to Madison Square Garden.
Oh, no problem. You want to take the H train downtown, three stops to Esther Place.
Esther Place.
Mm-hmm. And you just get off and it's right there.
Here's a hint for you out-of-towners. There is no H train. Or Esther Place, for that matter. Matthews will be part of a disinformation team armed with fake city maps and misleading pamphlets. Her hope is that maybe the Republican delegates will mistakenly stumble upon the real New York.
I mean, I don't think many are going to Harlem. I don't think many people, you know, maybe would go to the Village. That's not in their comfort zone.
So in a weird way, you're actually helping them?
Not on purpose. I'm purposely misinforming them. But if by chance they're informed in a larger way that may change their vote in November, so be it.
Or perhaps they'll just learn another New York lesson. Don't trust everyone you meet on the street. Convention organizers admit you can't sterilize the city too much, and they hope the delegates experience some real New York character. But as boosters of the city, they do guarantee one thing. A trip to New York is always a memorable experience. Robert Smith, NPR News.